Well, hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Christmas Week at Basic Gospel. We hope you're having a blessed holiday season. If it's the top of the hour, in the meantime, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and this is your opportunity to call in right into the studio and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. So, if you have a Bible question or a life issue, something troubling you that you'd like to talk about, call right now in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As the angels announced to the shepherds, I bring you good tidings of great joy that today in the town of Bethlehem is born a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. So we see right at the beginning of the gospel accounts of the life of Jesus, the story focuses on this one person. It's all about Jesus Christ. He is the one the world needs. He is the Savior of the world. He saves us from our sins. He gives us new life, and he gives us hope for a future beyond the grave. Mm-hmm. It's a story about Jesus Christ. And we as believers in this world today, it's our story that we need to tell to the people around us.
Yes.
They need to know about Jesus. They need to know that he came into this world, that he inhabited a body, that he offered that body once and for all to take away the sins of the world. He was buried, as Scripture tells us, and then on the third day he was raised back to life. He is the story that we need to tell. And he becomes everything. Everything centers around Jesus Christ. In today's world, we talk about so many other issues. In today's Christianity, we talk about so many other issues. How to engage culture, how to do this, how to do that, how to be better husbands, how to be better wives. And not to say those aren't important, but they pale in comparison to knowing Jesus Christ. When Paul went about his task as a missionary, as an apostle, he didn't go in and try to change the nature of a particular city. He didn't try to move it from one political viewpoint to another. Right. He simply went into a city and started proclaiming Jesus Christ. And he says this throughout his writings. Almost every single letter, at some point, he gives a statement about, I'm here to preach the gospel. I'm here to proclaim Christ and him crucified. And we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, when I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ. So why did he go to that particular city? To preach the gospel of Christ. Why did the angels appear to the shepherds to tell them about Christ? Why did the angel appear to Joseph and to Mary to tell them about Jesus Christ? Why did God move in the hearts of the prophets of old to tell us about Jesus Christ? The story has always been about Jesus Christ and will always be about Jesus Christ. He is the centerpiece of human history. Yes. He is where heaven and earth meet. He is where we find our mercy, mm-hmm. so that we can have a relationship with God the Father. So why did Paul go to Troas? To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Now, even though a door was open for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. So he went to Troas to preach the gospel. His spirit was uneasy, mm-hmm. so he moved on and he went to Macedonia. And he says, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him, Jesus Christ, everywhere. Mm. So it didn't matter where Paul went. He was going to take the same message wherever he landed,
yeah.
wherever he went, wherever his travels took him, the message of Christ was right there. Why? Because that's what God sent him to do. So God would lead him in Christ in a triumphal procession because through him he was spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. Now, Bob, when I think about Basic Gospel, this verse comes to mind. What does Basic Gospel Nation do? What do the people who stand up and support this outreach do? What do those who pray for this outreach do? Well, in all of their endeavors, they're helping to spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ everywhere. They're helping to bring the knowledge of Him, His death, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension to the hearts of people here in the United States, in Canada, and literally around the world.
Right.
And to those who receive, it is an aroma of fragrance. It is a wonderful, appealing truth. To those who are perishing, it's repulsive. Why? Because that's the nature of Jesus Christ. He is not a neutral figure. You can't just be blasé about Jesus. Once you've encountered Him, you're either going to be for Him or against Him. You're either going to bow down and worship Him as your Lord and Savior, or you're going to reject Him and become hard in your heart toward Him. But this fragrant aroma of Jesus needs to be spread far and wide. And here at Basic Gospel, we have that opportunity to do so through the platform that people all over the world are helping to build. And it's an exciting avenue to be a part of it, to walk down, to participate in, knowing that as we open these mics, knowing as, all these internet partnerships that we have, that as people tune in, they can hear the story of Jesus Christ. Yes. Why? Because that's the story that matters.
Absolutely. That's the story that matters. And friends, in line with what Bob is saying, you know, closing in on Christmas and the end of the year, many have already stepped up to help with our year-end need. Our grace matching gift challenge is $62,000. And if you haven't yet made your gift to help meet that, well, seeing each dollar doubled, of course, then we ask you to step in right now. Step in and step up. Make your Christmas gift to Basic Gospel through Basic Gospel. You can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And help us take this message to people here in North America and, as Bob said, literally around the world. We hope you'll do that today. So again, please donate at basicgospel.net. Well, with Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have an open line for you right now. If it's the top of the hour, roughly 3 o'clock, about 6 or 7 minutes after, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742, is available to you right now. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, a call that came in off hours, let's listen.
Yes, when Jesus told the apostles, "In my Father's house there are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you," and that He would come back and get them whom He was talking to, which were the apostles. I'm wondering, why do we in the 21st century or any other century other than that time when Jesus said those words think we're going to get mansions? I'm just curious, because He just was talking to them. He never said, you know, you apostles and all the other Christians throughout the age. Just wondering. Thank you.
Well, that's a great question. And what Jesus is talking about when He says there are many mansions or dwelling places, he's basically saying that in God's kingdom, there's room for all of us. We don't have to think that we're going to be excluded. That this good news is big enough for anyone who will receive. And so that's what He's talking about here. And we know it's not just for the apostles, because He gives one of those great I am statements in the middle of this conversation that He's having with them. And He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." So that means that there is a way to the Father for all. And that way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, with Him, we have a dwelling place, a place that we can abide in Him. Now, in verse 23 of that same chapter, John 14, He says this, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Same word, same exact word. So we have a dwelling place in Christ. Christ has a dwelling place in us. And that kingdom is ever expanding. Anyone who comes to Christ, that's another stone, a dead stone that becomes a living stone that is used to build this temple, this body that we now occupy as members. So we have our place in Christ Jesus, and we're going to be with him forever. And that's what keeps our hearts from being troubled, knowing that Christ lives in us and that we live in Christ Jesus. He is our dwelling place, and that's good news.
That
now,
is good news.
Some think this may refer to resurrection bodies at a point in the future, and certainly that could be. But I think the underlying theme here is that we're going to be with God, and Jesus Christ is making that way possible.
Yeah.
So we look to Jesus. He's the way, truth, and the life. And as we respond to him, we're going to find our way to the Father and our dwelling place in him.
Indeed. Well, on this eve of Christmas Eve, friends, we want to hear from you. The lines are wide open. If it's 10 after 3, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now. And again, overnight, this call came in.
The Bible says that Methuselah was 969 or 968 years old. Now, was there a different way of calculating years back then, or was it similar to what it is now? And did man live longer back then? Because we see that he lived longer than his father. The question that I always had was, how did they calculate the ages? Because his spirit will not strive with man forever. They'll only live to 120 years old. I'm begging God to give me all those 120 years. So thank you for your time, and I hope you might have an answer for me. Bye-bye.
He may be alone.
That's right. Well, that is an interesting question. They calculated age much as we do today. I mean, I think their years were about 360 days long, and so the age, 969 for Methuselah, is 969 years.
Yeah.
Now, God created man to be with him forever. We have eternity placed in our heart. There's going to be a time when this body is going to be made new, and I'm going to get a resurrected body, and it's going to have a perpetual battery in it that will never die. And that's just reality. That's the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Well, when sin and death entered the picture, man, that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that put a end to this body of ours as far as this physical body of ours is concerned. And we see that the length of time that body lasted kept decreasing over the years. And then in Genesis chapter 6, where it talks about the flood, and even in 11 at the Tower of Babel, we see that age decreased even more.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the effects of sin and death. We see the effects of that catastrophic flood changing atmospheric conditions. And so our bodies, devolved as a result of that, as far as the age that they would live, getting to the point where 120 is the maximum age. So that's just the result of sin and death and the flood and the change of the atmospheric conditions and all of that. That's why the age has gone down significantly from Methuselah all the way down to Abraham and then Moses and then to us. But the year was much the same.
Yeah.
So those were years that we would be familiar with.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from these two callers. And friends, if you can't get to us during the live broadcast, as you're hearing right now, if it's a little bit after 3, you can call that same number anytime as these guys did, 844-322-2742. It's available for you 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. And friends, we invite you to join the live video stream of this program each day on either Facebook or YouTube. You'll find direct links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. We have a growing group of people that join us and come inside the studio visually to see what's going on, and we would love for you to be a part of that. So again, link at the top of the homepage, basicgospel.net, either Facebook or YouTube. Well, Bob, we had this call from a question from Richard. He says, I've been saved for many years, but have recently been deeply struggling in the areas of predestination, election, chosen, and the like. My heart has been torn at times. How can I gain peace through these troubling issues?
Well, they're troubling issues because we make them troubling issues. We say, here's what it is. You're either on this side, you agree, or you disagree. And there's division there. Well, that those words, election, predestination, foreknowledge, aren't words that should divide us. They're words that should unify us in the great story of God showering his grace upon us in Christ Jesus. So the fact that we've been predestined, it's predestined for something. We've been predestined to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. We've been predestined to be holy and blameless in his sight. Mm-hmm. So everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, everyone who confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised them from the dead has been predestined for a place with Christ. So that's a very, very positive thing. So that includes both Jew and Gentile. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the passages that deal with predestination and election and foreknowledge, so Romans 9, 10, and 11, Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, 1 Peter, we see these passages dealing with people groups. The underpinning of those is that the same gospel that went to the Jews also went to the Gentiles, and that together we become one in Christ. So when we understand that God has predestined all who call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, and that all would become a part of the body of Christ, then we're unified. And that's a message that truly brings us together. So my encouragement to you is to simply go back and read those passages and let the context really melt your heart in a way that shows how unifying this great truth is. Mm-hmm. As you see Paul talking about Jews and what is God going to do with Jews as a whole, what has he done with Gentiles, and how is he going to bring all that together at the end? And it is a powerfully unifying message, one that is much needed today.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you've joined us. We still have time on the clock and open lines for you at 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you again, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, we're only, I guess, 8 days away from the end of the year. Talk to our listeners about year-end giving.
Well, year-end giving, I mean, this is the time of the year for all ministries, ours included, where the biggest bulk of our income for a year comes in.
Yeah.
This is when people are generous. This is when people are taking advantage of tax deductions that they may need for their personal finances and that sort of thing. But it's a time to really get behind the causes that you believe in.
Yeah.
And if you're a believer, there's no greater cause than the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know that is the answer to the world's problems. Mm-hmm. There's people feeding the hungry. That's a need. And money is pouring in, and great things are happening on that front. That's a physical need. There are illnesses that people are supporting research to try to come up with cures, and that's a great need. There's emotional things that people are going through that people are trying to support, but there's also spiritual needs, and those spiritual needs are the most important, and only the gospel can meet those, can address those spiritual needs, lay them out for what they really are, and give the solution in Jesus Christ. So your gifts to Basic Gospel are meeting and answering and solving the spiritual needs of people all over the world.
Yes.
Why? Because your gifts are helping spread the knowledge of Jesus Christ and allowing people's hearts to connect to the love that he has poured out for them through his death, burial, and resurrection. We started this month with about $250,000 that we needed. We've seen great generosity. We're down to about 160,000, and we're praying just an outpouring of generosity over these next several days. And if you can help us, we would love for you to be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel in presenting Jesus and solving the spiritual needs of people the world over.
Well, friends, all you need to do is click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net, a prominent donate link right there on the homepage. And be sure to request your copy of the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar and use the memes that we've created to help spread the gospel on social media. Again, that's at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had a YouTube question on Matthew 28, 12, I think, and it says, how should we baptize disciples? Is it just by telling them about the gospel? Isn't God the only one who can baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Well, the idea of baptism is the idea of being immersed into something or placed into something. So baptism happens for every single believer, spiritual baptism. So we were in Adam, dead spiritually. We were in darkness. That's the realm that we lived in. And when that gospel message hit our hearts and we responded in faith, the Spirit took us out of Adam, took us out of darkness, and placed us, baptized us, immersed us into Christ Jesus. So that's what happened. So God the Father put all of this plan into action. Jesus Christ offered himself as the one to take away sins and to be raised back to the life so that we could experience life. And the Holy Spirit brings that regeneration to our hearts. Yeah. So we see that the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit all play different roles in this salvation that we experience. Mm-hmm. So when we're baptized by water, which is not necessary for salvation, then we want to identify somebody with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
Right.
Why? Because God the Father, it was in his foreknowledge to bring this plan about. Jesus Christ offered himself, and the Spirit regenerates. So there's the story. There's how it works as far as the Godhead is concerned. When we're baptized in water, we're just celebrating what God the Spirit has done in identifying us with the triune God and placing us into Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Time for one quick question as we conclude the broadcast. This is from Illinois, from Jay. He says, does being equally yoked pertain just to our spouse, or does it include friends, coworkers, employers, or business partners?
Well, we normally think of it in terms of simply marriage, but the context is really about partnerships. It's not being in partnership with darkness. Light doesn't partner with darkness. And we need to recognize that. I think the most prominent application is certainly in marriage, but it can extend beyond that. If you're thinking about being in partnership as far as a business is concerned, you ought to be on the same page.
Absolutely.
Spiritually. It just makes sense. So that's the context of what Paul is saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is a great answer, friends, and I want you to be able to pose your questions to Basic Gospel as well, and you can do that by sending an email to bob@basicgospel.net. And we want to remind you also that as we approach the Christmas holiday, we want to say thanks to everyone for helping to support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. Until 31st, every single dollar you give, up to $62,000, will be doubled to help take this life-changing message far and wide. When you give a dollar, matching donors will give a dollar to match it. So please help with your largest gift today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And as you make your December gift, we're going to send you the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar with memes for every month to help you share the truth of the gospel through social media. Greg and Michelle have done a wonderful job in producing it. We hope that you enjoy it through the year. But for sure, let's work together to meet that $62,000 goal that we call the Grace Matching Gift Challenge. And you can do that right now at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. That's the link to jump onto to make your contribution. And we hope you'll do that. As Bob said at the outset of the program, this message is making a place in the hearts and lives of people literally around the world. And we want to keep it going. And you are a vital part of that. So again, visit basicgospel.net and make your Grace Matching Gift Challenge today. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back for Christmas Eve tomorrow on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.